You all, and another wonderful week we've had here. And I must admit, we've had two, not so much today, but two gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous days. My daughter rang me and said, "Mum, the sun's shining tomorrow. Let's plan a day in the garden." And it just feeling that sun on you after you've been through a winter. I mean, here we get really cold, and I know some of your countries do as well, but when you feel that sun on you, it just really vitalizes you and makes you feel so much different. And it's the same with that spirit. You know, we have that spirit within. So when we stay in harmony with God, you know, we are always, always on top. Nothing can pull us down. You know, that we continue to have that excitement for what the day's going to bring. And that when we go to God, as I was sharing with this other girl the other day, nothing is impossible. Nothing. You know, and we walk in this world today, we walk by faith. Everything we do is faith. You know, we're not perfect. We make mistakes at times, but if we're walking in that spiritual awareness and in that love of God, our lives are going to be so smooth. You know, the world entices us, as you know, but it's being able to stay on track and know that God has a master plan for each and every one of us. And it's only us that takes ourselves off that plan. You know, we may get enticed by the world, or we may get enticed with our jobs or finances or family or whatever. But that God knew that you were going to get born again. He knew that you were going to be a son or a daughter of the living God. You might not have known it. You might not have known when it was going to happen. Some people are brought into it, like Danny was raised in it. Some people didn't find out until much later in life. But when you really get that taste of that spiritual walk and you see what God makes available, there is nothing else. There really is nothing else. I was talking with Amber the other day, and you know, I love our chats because we really understand each other. She's so much, even though she's my daughter-in-law, she's so much like me. It's unbelievable, really. But like, we get it. We truly get it. We know what it is to have a relationship with God, to walk by that spirit, to have that faith. You know, it's a five-letter word, but to some people it's so distant, it doesn't seem that it's ever going to happen. But it's not true. And the only thing that deters you is because you assume or you believe that something is better than that faith with God. So you allow yourself to be tricked out. But when you know, like, living life, things will happen. We all know things happen. But when you're with God, good things happen when you stay on track. When you stay in there with Him, good things happen. So the good outweighs any other thing that's going on in your life. I don't know how to simplify this so that it's easy. It really is so easy to stay on track with God. But I guess it's down to the type of person you are. If you're easily swayed, if you're selfish or you've got other agendas, you cannot mix the two together. But when you're in track with God, your focus is only God. It's not about what the lady across the road's doing, or what your friend's doing at work, or what person in your family has more money than you've got. None of that matters. What matters is what God's doing in your life. And again, remember, it's a spiritual walk. A spiritual walk. Bad things happen. So people, whether you're on a spiritual walk or not, but knowing that you have that grace of God. You know, we sit down sometimes and we think about life, say, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. 20 years ago, now let's do 15. 15 years ago, Danny was 20. And he was the life and soul of the party. But, do you know what? It's come to a point where once he went out of this house, it was out of our control. He was 20 years old. He was able to, he was a man. Like Lawrence had kids at 20. Didn't you?
16.
Yeah. So, all we could do was when he left this house, we just, Lawrence, when me and Lawrence used to sit and talk, and Lawrence said, love, we just have to hand him to God now. Right? We just give him to God and let God take care of him. And I know if Dan is honest, he'll say, he doesn't even know how he's still here today. Situations arise, things happen. I'm sure Becky Jansky could say exactly the same thing. But you guys are here. You guys are here by the grace of God. And you're not the only ones that lived a full life. Many people lived a full life in their early teens and early 20s. But again, the reason you're here is because God had a plan. God gets us out of situations that we could never imagine. You all know I was diagnosed with the cancer, and I'm still here. I had a friend diagnosed with exactly the same cancer. She's not here. So
she was a believer.
And she was a believer too, yes. She was a lot older than me, but she was still a believer. But what... It doesn't even bear sometimes to think about, well, why am I here and she's not? But the truth of it is that God has a plan. And there are many, do you know what, if I wasn't here, if we look back on it, if I wasn't here, we're talking probably 20 years ago now.
1999.
Would Lawrence and me still, well, I wouldn't because I wouldn't have been here, but would you have still achieved all the things that we don't know? Because see, the plan is God's plan, it's not our plan. We can all strive to live to 100. But it's God's master plan. And as I said last week, you know, time is so short, so very short. And we got to make the most of it now. Knowing that God, when we lifted our kids to God, they were in God's hands and we knew that God would take care of them. And now we look back and I think, you know, like, they're fantastic. They really, all of them are so fantastic. They've all doing well, all got their families. But again, it was down to the power of prayer. It was out of our hands. We couldn't do any more than just give them to God. God, you take care. And then don't allow that fear trip to come in. Now, that's just an example. There are many things that go on in our life that we can actually apply that principle to, whether it's your jobs, whether it's your houses, your finances, your families, whatever it is. Applying that faith and really recognizing that it's as real as you watching the news or listening to what's going on in your area where you live. Looking on social media and seeing what's going on. God is as real as that, even though you can't see him. But the benefit is that we walk by faith. So when we go to God in prayer, you know, he knows if you're living truly to him. But I live here with Lawrence and I get jealous sometimes. I really do get jealous sometimes. You know, he'll come down in the morning and he'll say, all right, love. I might not speak to him then until night time and he says, night, love. And that is it. We might say 20 words to each other in a day.
Happy life.
Happy life.
Happy life.
No. And then there are days where we sit and we have our in-depth conversations. But again, it's that ability to be secure in who you are in Christ. is having that ability to know. He'll know if I'm unblessed. He'll know in an instant. Right? Because we've been together. What? Oh my gosh. Nearly 40 years been together. That you can't pull the wool over someone's eyes that have known you for that long. And it's the same with God. You can't pull the wool over God's eyes. He sees all. He hears all. So we can say, well, actually, I am doing this and be completely off left field. Or, yes, I am doing this. And look how God's blessing us. Look what God's doing in our lives. I can't emphasize how real it is when you devote your life to God. And I'll tell you what, there's not that many people that devote their life unto God. Something else will skip in, or their families will sidetrack them off, or they'll decide, well, actually, I'm going to do this instead of that. They don't listen. God's an enormous God, and he'll get to you however which way he can to make you aware of how you should be living, what you should be doing. But if we're not listening, we'll miss it. And then you miss the blessings, and then things start to go downhill. Things don't work. Having that personal relationship with him is paramount. Walking by that spirit is paramount. Not listening to the world. It's not about friends. It's not about, well, Paul sorting the flesh with people. But first and foremost, having that relationship with God. And then, outside of that, is being that encourager. It's giving that words of wisdom. That knowledge that God impairs to you, to others. You know, devoting yourself to God and to God's people and making sure that you are living that quality of life so that you do get the blessings from God. You know, it's not that we do half and half. Half God, half the world. Or a quarter God, three quarters the world. You really got to wake up and decide that today's the day I am living my life unto God. I don't care what else is going on around me. I don't want to be a part of anything else. And whatever your situation, God will multiply it and magnify it so that you are a shining example and that you represent the one living God. God in Christ in you. You can move mountains. But do you believe that? Do you believe that you can move mountains? Because if you don't, then there's your falter. Because God says we can. Whatsoever you desire when you pray. Whatsoever. You can do whatsoever. You just give it to God and God will show you the way. And the important thing is that you stay in. You hang in there until that comes to pass. That's where people get sidetracked. That's where people get tricked out. If they'd just hung on, and people give up so quickly. So, it's there for the taking, guys. You know, we want to live life and not be a hearsayer. We don't want to lean on someone else. It's our walk with God. It is God that energizes us. And you know, things happen. Just have to suck it up. Keep moving. Just keep moving. Just don't dig that hole any deeper that you can't get out. Keep moving with him because he will. He will show you. Right? He'll show you great and mighty things that you can't even fathom with your understanding or with your senses. Why? Because it's a spiritual walk. Right? You can't see him. It doesn't mean to say he's not there. And when you continue to live your life like that, your faith increases. It increases exponentially because it's it's hard to explain. It really is hard to explain what faith actually is. But until you start believing for something and you see it come to pass, your faith increases. So the next time you're truly believing for something, you have no ifs, buts, or doubts because you know God came through. So I'm just going to hold on in there until I get my deliverance or until I get what I'm believing for. I am not going to waver. You know, they say in the world that all these entrepreneurs, all these people that make it to the top, see it in their mind. They see it in their mind first. And then they're on one track to get it. How much more does God want that for you? Not always about finances, but maybe you want to climb the ladder. Maybe you're not in the best place right now, that if you could move a few rungs up the ladder, that would be where you needed to be. They've just got to lock in on it and not unsee it. Did you share last week about Vinny?
I haven't shared it yet.
Oh, I wanted, it was mine. Anyway, I will let Lawrence share it. Don't forget this week, because I was going to do it last week and you said you wanted to share it. But anyway, you've got to see it in your mind to bring it to pass to happen. So, continue this week. Just stay in faithful. Get that goal in your mind, whatever the goal is, focus in on it and you can bring that to pass. It's just in a twinkling of an eye, guys. Whatever so you desire.